I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. With all the coverage of Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential run, it might be easy to forget that tomorrow is not only Super Tuesday, it's also Town Meeting Day here in Vermont. And this year, the issues up for discussion run the gamut, from new taxes to school district mergers to embezzlement and a fire truck. Here to give us a preview of what's at stake this year, big and small, is VPR's Public Post reporter Amy Noyes. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Al.
Let's start with the pocketbook issues. A number of towns are considering new local option taxes. Tell us what's going on there.
Yes, that's right. Ludlow and Hartford and Barry City and Montpelier are some of the communities looking at local option tax votes this town meeting day. They're a little different in each place. In Ludlow, they're looking at a tax on sales, rooms, meals, and alcohol, a 1% tax. Same for Hartford and for Barry City. In Montpelier, they're only looking at taxing rooms, meals, and alcohol. So there wouldn't be a 1% sales tax there.
I want to talk a little bit about Act 46. This is the new state law that encourages Vermont's mini school districts to begin consolidating. How are these discussions going to be happening on town meeting day tomorrow?
Well, in some towns, they're actually holding votes about merging their districts. In Rutland South, Addison Central, Franklin Central, Addison Northwest, and Orange Southwest supervisory unions, they'll all be holding actual votes. In many other towns, you're going to hear discussions about what a merger might look like in a given town, who they could potentially merge with, what it would mean for issues such as school choice and local spending. So the discussions are going to be all over the place.
I want to stick with the theme of consolidation, Amy. There are also a number of proposals in towns that are trying to shrink the size of local governments or get rid of some positions. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, for many years, we've seen certain town positions being targeted for elimination. And one of the big ones is the position of the elected auditor. The argument here is that town finances are just too confusing these days, too complicated for a layperson to be auditing the town books. And really, a CPA or professional auditor should be doing that. So in Middlebury, this town meeting day, they're looking at changing their town charter in order to eliminate the position of auditor. And in Westford, they're going to hold a similar vote. They're actually looking to replace the auditors with a professional CPA who would work with other town officials in Westford.
Those are some of the larger thematic issues we noticed this year. There are also a number of one-off proposals that are sort of interesting. For example, in Corinth and East Central Vermont, the select board chairman reportedly wants to open up a pub, which is going to be coming up on town meeting day. Tell us how this affects public policy.
Right. So the pub isn't actually up for a vote, but what is the liquor law there in town. Back in 1969, the town voted to issue liquor licenses for beer and wine, but not for spirits. So ever since then, the select board has been doing just that. Interestingly, though, by state statute, the way this is proposed is first the electorate is going to have to vote on whether they want to issue beer and wine liquor licenses, and then they will vote on whether they want to issue spirit licenses. So you could end up in a situation where it will become a dry town if both of those things are voted down.
Finally, I want to talk about something going on in your hometown of Woolkit in northern Vermont, the embezzlement and the fire truck. Tell us what's going on here on town meeting day.
Woolkit has a volunteer fire department that is not a department of the town. It's an individual department, and they have their own bookkeeper who has been accused of embezzlement, and there's currently a case going forward in the courts on that. Unfortunately, perhaps in timing for the fire department, they have asked for a new fire truck this year. So that's an unusual ask in Woolkit, first of all, because they're not a town department, but also because it's a really big buy for them. And they're going to have to go to the voters and ask them to foot the bill for a new fire truck when their own bookkeeper has lost over apparently $15,000 this year.
Those are some of the issues VPR will be following on town meeting day. You can hear our special coverage tomorrow night. Amy Noyes is VPR's Public Post reporter. You can follow all her reporting about what's going on in your town on town meeting day at publicpost.vpr.net or on Twitter at the hashtag TMDVT. Amy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Al.